It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, good folks? Hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving with your loved ones, eating and not gaining too much weight. I think I did all right. I put some stuff in my body that hadn't been in there for a while, but nonetheless, it was just good to be around loved ones and family. And we thank you for making us your first listen here every day on Locked On Jaguars, because it's your team every day and we're free on all platforms. Today's show is brought to you by Stat Hero. It is the first of its kind, which is daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use the promo code locked on for a 100% deposit match. And we thank Stat Hero for being our sponsor today. I'm going to talk about this game Sunday with the Atlanta Falcons and some of the things that come to mind when you think about this game. I said earlier in the week that it's a game where both teams are going to have to show who they are and what they are. Like, neither one of them are going to make the playoffs. That's already, you know, pretty much set in stone. But you do want to find out if you're one of those 6-11, 7-10, 8-9 type teams, if you can somehow rally and win some games down the stretch. Are you that, or are you still that 2 or 3 win team that has a long way to go? Because this thing is about levels. You know, you have to take baby steps. You get to one level before you get to another. Nobody makes this quantum leap unless they were already a good team who just had some injuries, sort of like the Chiefs did a few years back, if you guys can remember, before they got Patrick Mahomes. They were a good team that just had some bad luck and ended up with a pretty poor record and had enough draft capital to make a move and move up to get Patrick Mahomes. But the thing is you want to find out what type of team you are before you go shopping, like everyone is doing today on Black Friday. And when you go shopping, what do you get? So let me explain that concept to you first. And we almost had that concept last year involving a guy who plays for the Falcons with Urban Meyer having his first year. And there's a question that he asked Trent Baalke. And later on, we're going to get into what would have happened and what would it have cost you in hindsight. Because there are a lot of people around here that love Kyle Pitts because they watched him so closely at the University of Florida. And the thought of getting Trevor Lawrence and then trading some of that capital and moving back up in the draft and taking Kyle Pitts in the conversation. So we'll discuss that. But Black Friday right now, what everybody's out there doing on Black Friday, here's what they're doing. There are certain items that are on sale. And folks are out there, it's such a good deal. You're getting it at a premium. Some people will argue that. But for the sake of this, let's just go with what we traditionally believe that Black Friday is. It's a chance for you to buy things at prices that you normally couldn't get them for. Correct? Correct. At least that's what it's marketed as. And apparently people believe it because they're out there in line, online, standing up, waiting in line. Sometimes you've seen videos in the past of people trampling over each other and all of this stuff, and we certainly don't want that to happen. But there's a reason folks save up their currency. There's a reason where some of your jobs or our jobs make sure to get your pay in before the holiday of Thanksgiving so you could have that money to spend on Friday. Just because everyone goes out and goes shopping, and a lot of times it's for things that you don't necessarily need. I remember this episode of Martin where Martin and his two friends were in the store and they kept talking about, I think they kept saying Hashitashi 3000. Look at this big flat screen TV that, you know, they no longer make those TVs, but back then it was a big deal. Martin probably didn't even really need a TV. And if he did need one, there was probably a better one for a different price. But he wanted that one, man. And it was huge, too big for his apartment, but it was a chance for him to get something that he could not get. Now, what does that have to do with shopping for the Jaguars? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to draw the correlation to you. When the offseason comes and you get in the draft or you get in the free agency, but mainly the draft, because free agency usually you have a better chance of more teams being on a level playing field because they can all create cap space and can go after these players. But in the draft, let me tell you what the draft is. And this is what I've been trying to get people to think. You are there and you're in a position where unfortunately you were bad. And that means that at some point you won't be there. Hopefully. I keep saying that, but the Jaguars keep finding themselves in that position. But at some point, you're not going to be there. And everybody can't shop. Imagine going to Black Friday and they open the door for five people. And you have a pick and a choice to get that Hashitashi 3000. You have to get something, even if you have a 55-inch at home, that big 70-inch TV is on sale. And you may never have a chance to get it again. You buy it. You buy it, and you take your 55-inch that's in your living room, and you put it in one of the spare bedrooms. And then you take the 35-inch that's in the spare bedroom, and you give it to one of your kids or give it to somebody who's going to college that may need a TV in their dorm. This is how you get better stuff in your house. So the house that I'm talking about is the Jaguars locker room. When and if you go shopping, you will buy stuff that you don't necessarily seem like you need or that you already have one that's pretty sufficient, right? Get the big ones. Get whatever you can while you're there that you cannot get somewhere else. Don't you dare buy that vacuum cleaner or that toaster that you need. Don't you dare go get something that you absolutely need that you can buy any day of the week. While you're there, and that thing's on sale, and it's exclusive to you and a few other people, buy it. Take that advice the way you will when it comes to the draft. And this is exactly what I've been trying to explain to people. You buy the biggest and best thing that you can while you're in a position where everyone else isn't. And then you go shopping in free agency before that or in these later rounds, and you go get, now you're shopping for the same thing everybody else is shopping for. Now you're in one of these warehouses, and you just have to figure out which is best for you. But while you're up there, you better get something that you can't get everywhere else. Speaking of which, there was a question last year. Urban Meyer said that, you know, it was a foregone conclusion that they were taking Trevor Lawrence. He looked at Trent Baalke and said, now what do we got to do to move up and get Kyle Pitts? And Baalke basically, I'm going to paraphrase, he told him, don't even think about it. What if he would have thought about it? What would the cost have been? What would it, you know, what price would the Jaguars have had to pay? And now that you've seen and you have a sample size, you look back and regret it and think it was worth it or was it not worth it? I'll tell you here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars on a Black Friday. Listen, man, no one plays daily sports to lose. Winning feels so much better, but traditional fantasy sports are long-term losing propositions because you never know who or what you're up against. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all, no tricks. And here's the crazy part. Stat Hero shows you their lineup before you play, and you handpick the team you want to face one-on-one. This never-before-seen innovation of fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are four times better than other places. Why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. With Stat Hero, you're in control of the stakes. You decide how much you're going to play for, and Stat Hero has no choice but to take it because they're daring you to beat them. Stat Hero head-to-head is what daily fantasy should be, one-on-one. Now, I know this for a fact. It is hard to beat some people around the country because if you're not the kind of guy who sits here and can look at every little innuendo and stat, you're really playing against yourself. The less folks you can have to bet against and know what they're actually playing with actually helps you out. So you need to sign up for free right now at stathero.com StatHero.com/LockedOn and use the promo code Locked On for a 100% deposit match. That's StatHero.com/LockedOn. Use promo code Locked On for a 100% match. StatHero.com/LockedOn. Promo code Locked On. Terms and conditions apply. All right, we're rolling along here on a Black Friday, talking about shopping and buying things that you can't get whenever you're up in high in the draft or have a lot of dollars in free agency. And we talk about Kyle Pitts from last year in the scenario that I gave you right before the break, where Urban says that he really thought about it. And there's a lot of fans around here that were really up on that too, because before folks were really sold that Kyle Pitts was going to go in the top five, there were some people that had actually projected him and had mocked him at around like number 10 or even number 11, especially since there's a suspected run on quarterbacks and wide receivers. The Jaguars' second pick in the first round of last year's draft was 18, and they had extra picks. So when you think about going from 18 to 11 or 18 to 10, it didn't sound like he was going to have to give up too much, because the Giants and the Bears made a similar trade. Now, the Bears don't have a first-round pick last year because they moved up from a similar spot to come up to be able to take Justin Fields. And that cost them a first-round pick, I think a second-round pick last year, and a first-round pick, which is in 2022. Once that thing got to the point where everybody knew Kyle Pitts was going extremely high, it wasn't really something you needed to talk about. But just for the sake of this show, this is what we're going to do. Kyle Pitts is a really good player. You haven't really seen everything that he can do, and there are some things that he probably needs to work on, but he's had a pretty good year for the Falcons when they use him correctly. Look at what it would have required last year to get Kyle Pitts, and in hindsight, tell yourself if it was worth it. I said I wouldn't do it for a tight end, even though he's a great player, and I know that might seem like it contradicts. It might seem like it contradicts my grab the big shiny thing while you can talk that I do all the time. It's one thing to grab the big shiny thing. It's another thing to move up to go get the big shiny thing. If you're already sitting there, then you definitely go for it. That position, however, I don't think that there's a great difference between the number one guy and like the number six guy in the NFL. I don't. And even if there is, you're never really gonna use it enough to justify taking that guy over this guy. Because if you told me right now I could have Travis Kelce for $20 million a year or Mark Andrews for $10 million, I take Mark Andrews. I don't think I know the talent level is different. I'm not silly. But I don't think the drop off in the type of production that you're going to get is going to be that big of a difference. I really don't. So from that perspective, now I take Travis Kelce over Mike Gesicki, but the Dallas Goddards and the Mark Andrews and the TJ Hockenson's and guys like, no, I wouldn't pay double for Kelce, who's clearly better. So when I always say these things, I always try to say, do it within reason, right? And moving up and giving up draft capital, you better be way, way better than everybody else. And I didn't foresee that. There was this fascination with how would it look with him and Trevor for the next 10 years. And I can get that. And you should always, when you're shopping and trying to build for players, you should always try to imagine what something would look like, because you envision it like the Hashitashi. You envision it in your house. And it's fun to do that type of stuff. But if the Jaguars were able to do it, let's just say Pitt stock dropped a little bit and he was going eighth, and there was a team willing to give up the eighth pick for the 18th pick, the 33rd pick, one of those third round picks, and then the first round the next year. And Urban goes, let's go for it. He's once in a generation. Okay, so you wouldn't have Tyson Campbell. You wouldn't have Travis Etienne, and I know people are like, we ain't got him anyway, but he's hurt. You wouldn't have Andre Sisco, who they ain't using very much. And you wouldn't, and this is the big one, you had Kyle Pitts now, right? But you wouldn't have a first-round pick in this year's draft. you have to wonder, okay, but if we had Kyle Pitts, would we still be picking where we are? I think so. I don't think one player was going to change too much of the fortunes of the Jaguars season right now. So, yeah, I'm thinking they'd be somewhere in the neighborhood where they are right now, just like the Falcons, who actually have Kyle Pitts, are sitting there in the same neighborhood as the Jaguars right now, or close to it. So a guy can play well and put up good numbers and stats, but still not have an effect on the team because the rest of the team isn't ready. And if you take some of those things I just talked about, like Tyson Campbell, the Jags are thin at corner with Tyson Campbell. So you take Tyson Campbell away. They're playing this game without Shaquille Griffin this week. You remove Andre Sisco, who for some reason they haven't used very much. The ETN pick probably wouldn't have been Travis Etienne if Atlanta had the pick, or it might have because they do need a running back, but you never know if he gets hurt or whatever. So you'll probably be looking at this thing a lot differently. But the one thing that I'll tell you would kill you is if you look up this year and you don't have a first-round draft pick. And this is why folks wanting to give away future first-round picks, it seems fun when you look at what you're buying right now, but it doesn't seem fun in hindsight. And having Kyle Pitts and Trevor Lawrence with no first round pick this year, with the guys that are going to be in the top five, with the Black Friday Hashitashi guys that are in the top five sitting there looking at you, you probably go back and want to slap somebody that they did that. I mean, you really, really would, because now you're like, we got to wait until day two to use to add some players, and we need players at it, you know? And you wouldn't have all of those guys that I just mentioned. You still wouldn't have your corner, because Tyson Campbell's played better of late. You'd still have a lot more squares to fill. So ask yourself, would you have done it? Would you do it right now? Would you right now trade the Jaguars' top pick in this year's draft and all of those things that I just mentioned for Kyle Pitts? If the answer is no, even though Pitts has played well, then you probably shouldn't have even considered doing it last year. That's one thing I may agree with Trent Baalke on. Yeah. So going into tomorrow's game, what do the Jaguars need to do? Who will they be able to do it with? And can they come out of this game victorious? Or do you even want them to at this point? Do you want them kind of stay where they are? Do you want them to play well and stay where they are? Or do you actually want them to take that next step and that next level? I'll answer all of that stuff for you, man, here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars. All right, man, I'm talking Built Bar. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Black Friday. Built is going all out to make this Black Friday weekend the most delicious Black Friday that ever was in the history of Black Fridays. New limited time flavors, new types of bars, and winter wonderland of a deal. You want high-end deliciousness at a discount all through Black Friday weekend? Get at least 20% off anything and everything at Built.com. Enter the promo code LOCKED20. You heard that? LOCKED20. New flavor, ruby chocolate puffs. Are you kidding me? Marshmallowy goodness covered in a unique chocolate, ruby chocolate. This has never been done with Built Bar before. There's dark chocolate, there's white chocolate, and now ruby chocolate joins the Built Bar Club. Ruby chocolate has a beautiful rose color, perfect for the holidays. It's an actual type of chocolate that has a berry taste to it. It's unique and delicious. How about a new flavor? Lemon dipped cheesecake puffs. Slap somebody. Love lemon cheesecake? You'll love lemon dipped cheesecake puffs. That tangy taste of lemon, sweet cheesecake, and a marshmallowy puff, all covered in chocolate. It's lemon cheesecake size taste, but without the cheesecake size calorie. New Built Crave Bar. Built Black Friday weekend isn't complete without the word free. Buy any box of Built Bars through Sunday and get two of their brand new candy bars, Built Crave, for free. Built has finally done it. They've come up with a candy bar that is a great alternative to the bar that claims to satisfy. It's caramel flavored chocolate loaded with peanuts, giving it that nutty, chocolatey, so good sweet candy bar taste. Crave has only 160 calories with 17 grams of protein. Show me a candy bar that even comes close. You can. So 20% off Built Bars and two free Crave bars, all at Built.com. Plus, you can get 60% off both Built Broth and Built Boost, and 40% off Built Swag. just enter the LOCK20 code at built.com. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and Bet Online, we all know what that means. It's football yesterday, college football coming up this weekend, basketball action. Man, and Bet Online has you covered for the holidays with more props and odds and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving, Black Friday weekend. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with the promo code Locked On to receive that bonus. It's not just about football. Bet Online has pro, college hoops, NHL, boxing, whenever there's a match, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. All right, man, we're rolling along here on a Friday, on a good Friday, a Black Friday. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. I'm going to let you get back to your leftovers as well as your shopping. And if you're riding around in the car, we appreciate you making us your first listen. We're free on all platforms. On YouTube via video, make sure you go and check us out here at Locked On. Make sure you hit that subscribe button too. Tomorrow's game, Shaq Griffin will be out. The aforementioned Tyson Campbell will be on full display, having to be the guy to hold it down and continue to play well as he has the last few weeks. Brandon Linder is expected to make his return to the lineup, so we'll see if that bodes well for the line. They got a tall task with Grady Jarrett and the crew. Grady Jarrett's one of the top five defensive linemen in the NFL, and he can make a rough day for Trevor Lawrence, but it's good to have Brandon Linder back in that lineup. I want to see if they show a little bit more of Andre Sisco, another guy that we mentioned who had he was a part of the draft class that it seems like outside of Trevor Lawrence, they're not getting a lot of production out of at this point. Going into the game, do you want them to win? Are we at that apathetic point where guys are looking, we're talking about the draft and we're talking about Black Friday shopping for football teams. Are we at that point as a fan base where you almost want them to play well but not win because you want them to be able to get a better player in the draft? Or the alternative is you want them to play well and win, and eventually this season will be looked at as a step in the right direction and a stepping stone. You're going to have to make these steps one way or the other. You're going to go from a really bad picking in the top five of the draft team to at some point a mediocre team picking somewhere between maybe 6 or 7 and 14. And then you're going to go from there to being a team that's knocking on the door to playoffs or either making a playoff run and eventually not picking high at all. You want to get to the point where one day you're a team that on draft night, you're almost sleepy by the time your team gets up to pick. Somebody may have to wake you up and say, hey, man, the Jaguars are on the clock. That's sort of what you want. And you want to be there for a long time. You don't always want to be the team and the school the team that's always picking early and often on draft night. So do you want them to win? Do you still care? Is there any reason to win? A lot of people really – sometimes you want to – if you don't want the coach to remain, what you do is you want the wheels to fall off. You don't want it to look like there's any semblance of hope for tomorrow and that the owner may realize that and then they run everybody out. Because remember, they're going to go shopping next year. They're going to go shopping next year. And you can look at their receipts and look in their basket from last year, whether it be free agency or whether it be in the draft, and tell us, were you satisfied with the groceries that they brought back? Well, those same people more than likely are going to be the ones picking this year. So this game is really about, at least I'm not worse than you, or no, at least I'm still not as bad as you are, and I'm getting better. So I think there are some things to see tomorrow. I look at Kyle Pitts. Would Kyle Pitts have been worth you guys going up and getting them? Are you going to have, non-buyer's remorse because they didn't consider it last year? Or will you think that they were justified in not doing that? Which will determine how they're going to move this year in this year's draft, which will give you an idea of what they'll try to do this year coming up. So some of the key things to watch for tomorrow is, one, is the offensive line that everyone keeps saying is good enough. Can they protect Trevor from a banged up Falcons team? The Falcons can't score points. Do they wake up tomorrow? Are the Jaguars still the elixir and the cure for everyone's ailments? I hope not. They can't be the type of team that plays up to their opponents and then down to their non-competition. When you say, well, you look at the two best games this year, it was against the two best teams they played on paper, or the two or three. That might be true, but the Jets have done the same thing. The Jets won two games they have absolutely no reason to win. Or no, those teams that lost to the Jets need to be ashamed of themselves. There's a lot of teams that do that. They play up to the competition. Detroit did it a few weeks back against the Rams. And it certainly doesn't get any easier for Jacksonville, because coming down the stretch, they're going to be playing against some teams that actually are trying to make the playoffs. And the Rams are the ones I'm talking about. They're next, and they're going to be sitting in L.A. waiting for Jacksonville to come out there. So if they're going to get a win, this is the best chance they have to do it from here on out to the rest of the season. Hey, man, I got to tell you guys on this weekend to make sure you tune in to Locked On Bets. You got to check out the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and Lee Sterling. We'll give you all the information that you need, everything you need to know before you go to built.com, betonline.com, and make your bets. Check out Locked On Bets. Get all of the information that you need about those bets. Inside information, too. Lee Sterling is on fire. So check that out. Make sure you like and subscribe and make Locked On Bets your second listen of the day. All right, I got some ham and some leftover turkey that's calling my name. I ain't going to overdo it too much. Maybe I'll smoke me a cigar or two today. It's some nice weather outside here in Jacksonville. You guys, I hope you enjoyed your weekend and you did it safely with your loved ones. Please do what I always say or suggest, and that's try to take care of each other and enjoy the rest of the weekend. And we'll get back with you Monday. We'll have a after game immediate reaction to our takeaways that I will be posting that on social media as well. So until then, you guys take care, man. It's one love here on a Black Friday. Hopefully the Jaguars can think about shopping and buying those big, shiny things. Y'all take care, man.